Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Einin Loi Omen Chatufa V'Loi Omen Ketufa V'Loi Omen Yisayma. We already saw this last time, three different types of issues with the Omen. The first one, in the opinion of Rashi, Chatufa means you mispronounced the word Omen. Instead of saying Omen, you said it Amen. Ketufa means you missed out the nun at the end, so it sounded more like omei without the nun. And yisoma was the problematic one. Rashi says you didn't actually hear the bracha being said. So Rashi immediately asked the question, so what about in Alexandria in Mitzrayim, where they used to wave a flag and people used to respond omein? So Rashi says there's different, because you knew that the chazan was saying omein. And in fact, you knew which bracha he was saying. It just happens to be you couldn't clearly hear the words. So Rashi seems to be saying that you have two conditions there. It sounds like both are necessary. Number one, that you know that a bracha is being said. And number two, you know which bracha is being said. So the question would have to be asked, what about the middle case? What happens if I'm aware that a bracha is being said, but I do not know which one it is? So, for example, I'm standing in Alexandria in the shul, and I've lost track of which bracha they're up to in Shmoneh Esra. So I can definitely make out some sort of noise in the front, but I can't make out the words. So I have condition number one, but without condition number two. Because, yes, I know that a bracha is being said, but I do not know which bracha it is. That's unclear from Rashi. But either way, in Alexandria, they had two conditions fulfilled. And therefore, you're allowed to answer Omein. Now, let's immediately see Tosfos, because Tosfos says exactly the same. Says Tosfos, have a look at the second Tosfos on the page, Omein Yisoyimo, She'enoi She'en She'imea HaBrocha. Other words, he does not hear the Omein. He does not hear the bracha mipi ha-mavarech from the mouth of the mavarech, va'oina acha ha-acherim. And therefore, he's not really responding to the bracha, he's responding to the others. She'shamu omein. And he heard them say omein. Tema. This is a big question. He's asking exact same kasha as Rashi. Da'amrinan b'sukkah. Don't we say in sukkah, ba'alexandria shal mitzrayim. Shahoyasham Kahal Godoil. There was an enormous community, Velohayu Yucholim Kulam, and it was impossible for all of them, Lishmoya Mipiya Mavarech, to hear the bracha from the one making the bracha. So what they used to do, Vahayu Manifin Besudarim. So therefore they used to wave with a sudar, with a cloth or a flag. Kadeshayedu, in order that everybody should know. Chasimas habrachos, they should know that we're up to the end of the bracha. V'yanu amein, they respond amein. So how can you tell me you're not allowed to say amein when you don't hear the bracha? That's exactly what happened the whole time in Alexandria, because there was no other choice. You couldn't actually hear. The Beis HaMedrash was too big. The acoustics were not good. V'yesh loyma, says Tosfos, shehayu yoidim be'ezoi bracha hachazen oimeid. Same as Rashi. They did, however, know which bracha the chazan was standing up to, where he was up to. Omnom, however, lo yayu shomim oisai. So they knew it, although they couldn't actually hear it. Under those circumstances, you're allowed to say amen. Avol hocha mairi. But over here is talking about she'enom yoidim klal. Here they do not know at all Hechon HaChazan Oimid. They don't know at all where the Chazan's up to or Mispalel, Ube'ezah Bracha Hu Oimid, and which Bracha he's up to. Ela Oina Achahu Acherim. So they're merely responding to everybody else. They're not responding to the Chazan. They just hear everybody else say Omein, so they just join in. B'loi Shmia V'loi Yediyah. Neither with hearing the Chazan, nor with knowing what he's saying. So it would seem to be that Tosfos is saying the same as Rashi, that you are allowed to answer Amen, even if you didn't hear the bracha, if at least you are aware which bracha was being said. In our case, the Gemara is talking about where you are not aware which bracha is being said, so you cannot answer Amen to the Chazan, because I can't hear or know what's going on. And really, basically, I'm just responding to everybody else there. Now, we'll see. Let's have a look. We'll see in a moment in the Shulchan Aruch, but let's just continue a line or two of the Gemara first. We've had three cases. We've had the Omein Chatufa, the Omein Ketufa, and the Yisrima. And now the Gemara says, V'loy Yizroik Brocha Mipiv. Literally translated, neither should you throw a bracha from your mouth. What does that mean? Says Rashi, V'lo Yizroik Brocha Mipiv B'mehirus. Mehirus means in haste, speed. Shedoime olav, because it would appear then, kemasa. If you say omein very quickly, it seems like you're just trying to unload a burden on you, just get it over and done with. Kemasa, it's like a load, it's a burden. And it happens to be elo shechoik, kavua huloi, but there's a law that's attached to him that he's unfortunately got to say Amen and he's got no choice. That's what it sounds like. Say Amen.
You mean the bracha.
The bracha. If you say the bracha extremely rapidly, then it shows as if to say that this is some sort of burden weighing down on your shoulders. There's a law that I've got to do it. So Nebuch, I've got no choice. Let's get it over and done with. And that's what the Gemara is saying you should not do. Do not recite the bracha in a way where it sounds like you're just getting rid of a bother, of a nuisance. Now, have a look at the Gemara. Very scary. Ben Azai Omer. Ben Azai says, Kol ha'oine omein yisayma. If anybody answers an Amen Yisayma, which Rashi and Tosis explain means you never actually heard the bracha, which means it's orphaned. Why is the Amen orphaned? Because it's not attached to any bracha. You never heard a bracha. You don't know about the bracha. Then is a very scary repercussion. Yiyu bonov Yisaymim. Then his own children will be Yisaymim, which is another way of saying that he will die young. Because if you answer Amen Yisayma, then Chas v'Shalom, the children become Yisayim. Chatufa, if you say Omein in the incorrect manner, Chatufa literally means to grab, then Yischatfu Yomov, then one's own days will be grabbed away, will be taken away. And so to Katufa, Yischatfu Yomov, then his days will be picked, will be taken away. However, V'chol Hamarich Ba'Omein, but if you say Amen properly, and in fact you say it deliberately and slowly, then you'll be Zeicha to Arichas Yomim. Marich in lo Yomov Ushnoisov, his days and years. And as we already saw last time in Tosfos, yes, you're supposed to be Marich and Amen, but not too much. Because if you remember, we saw the Gemara early on, it says if you're Marich but Amen, Yoser Midai, if it's too much, then it ends up totally a distorted pronunciation. It doesn't even sound discernible. It doesn't sound like the word Amen at all. So don't say it too long, but one should be Marich in Amen. Now let's have a look at the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a Shulchan Aruch and a Mishnah Berurah in front of you, you will see this is in Kuf Chof Dalad. Kuf Chof Dalad is in fact the end of Chelek Aleph. This is not Chelek Beis. This is in fact Chelek Aleph. Kuf Chav Dalad 124. Have a look at Sif Ches. Chof Dalad in Sif Ches. In my edition, it's on page 294. Says the Shulch, 296, because Sif Ches we're looking at. Loy Yane Omein Chatufa. Dahainu, Ki'ilu Ha'alef Nekuda B'chataf. As if the Aleph has the tam of a Chataf. What does that mean, a chataf? So look immediately at the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Chof Tes. Perish Bishva. That's what it means, a Shva. So don't say Amen. V'hu Adin. And so too, don't mispronunciate it in other ways as well, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'hu Adin Shelo Yoimar Amen B'shar Nekudos. Neither should you say Amen with other pronunciations, for example, Bashuruk or Bachailam. Shuruk will be Umain, Chailam will be Oimain, Bachai Gavna. In any of these cases, why? Kibakolze, in all of these cases, Ein Mashmaus Pirushoi, there is no translation anymore, does not have the meaning of a Loshan, Ha Amonas Dvorim. Amonas Dvarim is the confirmation of the bracha. That's why you're saying Amen. Amen means I hereby give my consent and my confirmation to the bracha. Any other pronunciation of the word Amen does not have that meaning anymore. Elo, rather, Yikra or Aleph Bekometz Gadol. Rather, the Aleph should be pronounced with a Kometz Gadol. Kometz Gadol means Amen. Look back now in the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein shelo yachtoif v'yemaher la'anois oisoi koidem shiyesayim havarech. This is a new translation of the word chatufa. Like I said, chatufa really means to grab. So an alternative translation to don't say an omein chatufa would be don't grab Amen. In other words, don't say Amen before the person's actually finished his bracha. Look at the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkata and Lamed. Koidem shiyesayim, rotzaloima, what does that mean? Sheyamtin, rather, he should wait. Ad shiyesayim ashliach tzibur. Until the shliach tzibur has finished the bracha, kol hateva Acharoino legamri, until he's completely finished the last word. The Yesh Anoshim, says the Mishnah Berurah, there are some people, Shemaschilin Lanois Omein, they begin to answer Omein, Ba'oid, Shashliach Tzibur, Oimeid Adayin, Bechatzi, Teva Acharoino. There are some people, says the Mishnah Berurah, who begin saying Omein when the chazan is only halfway through the last word, he hasn't finished it. You should know, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'zeh asur. This, by the way, I definitely noticed some people make a mistake. Same problem with Birkas Kohanim as well. Especially because the last posuk, the last word in each posuk, the Kohen, as we know, is marich in that word. So he says v'yishmerecha, and he's busy swaying his hands, or v'chonecha, or shalom. It does take a second or two to say that word. Don't say amen until that word has been completely finished. And if we're on the subject, another mistake, which is very incorrect and very frustrating, the chazan, who's leading off the kohen, and he's the one saying yivarechacha and Hashem, I've seen this in many times, and it's a terrible mistake. Both the chazan and the kohanim have to wait for each other. So when the, chazan, when the Chazan says Yivarechacha, the Kohenim should only say the word Yivarechacha once he's completed. So too, when the Chazan's now ready to move on Yivarechacha Hashem, he should wait. He should not begin saying Hashem while the Kohenim is still saying Yivarechacha. Moshe Zelig, you know that you notice this ever?
All the time. Very frustrating.
Very yeah. frustrating. The Kohenim must wait for the Chazan. The Chazan must wait for the Kohenim, and the Tzibur should wait for the Kohenim to finish that last word before they say Amen.
You find this most often with inexperienced Shlichei Tzibur.
Especially young children. Yeah, young Bar Mitzvah boys, quite right. Yeah. By the way, if we're on the subject, I know we're going off the subject a little bit, there's a lot that people don't know. When the Shliach Tzibur is leading the Kohenim and he's saying, prompting them, Yivarecho Hashem, there's a halacha, the Meiri discusses this in Brochas, the Tzibur have to hear the Chazan as well. Some people think that the Chazan is only there as a prompter for the Kohenim, and the main thing is that the Kohenim should say Birkas Kohenim, but Koil Rom, but actually you're supposed to hear the Chazan as well. So the Kohen also, the Chazan also should say, in a voice loud enough to be heard, Yivarechacha, and then the Kohenim respond, Hashem, Hashem.
So why is it the majority of Shlichei Tzibur say it lowly, say it small, without barely hearing it? I know it says Bekol Rom, but Mishnah Berurah isn't there.
Because they're not part of our morning shir.
Oh.
They don't know this halacha. Yeah,
one of our Kohanim, Avi Din, always prolongs the last syllable, which is in Yivarechacha, he prolongs the last syllable of each of those words where there is a cha at the end. He prolongs it, and
I know exactly what you're talking about, which is fine. The reason why he's prolonging it is because all those words that end cha, the kohenim, sway their hands, but which is fine. But then the Chazan who's leading them off has to be aware of that. And therefore
Yes. I always made it a point to wait for him until he finished.
Right. It takes an extra half a second, whatever. We're all happy to get more brachas, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've had two translations so far of the word Amen Chatufa. Either you're mispronouncing the word Amen, or in fact, you are grabbing the Amen, which means you are saying it before the Chazan has actually finished the last word of the bracha. Now look back in the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein, in the second halacha, we're on the second last line. Lo yane Amen ketufa. Neither should you say an Amen ketufa, dahainu. Shemachaser kriyas hanun. That's what Rashi said. If you miss out part of the word omein, and it sounds more like omei, ve'enoi moitzio bepeh, and he's not actually clearly enunciating it from his mouth, shetehi nichras, that it should be clearly cut. In other words, it should be clearly pronounced. Gam, he says in brackets, lo yafsik be'emtza hamilo, nor should you stop in the middle of the word. You shouldn't say oh, then have a break, and then say main. It's one word, amen. Now, if you look before we continue, have a look at the side in the biur halacha. A very brief biur halacha, it's the last line. Kriyas hanun, nokat milsa deshchiach. The Shulchan Aruch says the Biur Halacha is just quoting a common example. But v'hu adin, the same would apply in Mechaser Kriyas Ho'alef Oyhamem, he says in the name of the Bach. When we say that an Omein Ketufa means that it's an Omein which has not all been pronounced. For example, the Nun has been lost, says the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, that's the most common example, but the same would apply if you didn't say the Aleph, if you just said main. Sometimes you hear that actually. People say, Amen, Amen. So we've seen two different halachas. The Amen Chatufa, there you didn't miss anything out. You just mispronounced it. You said Amen. Whereas the Amen Ketufa, you've actually missed out parts of the word. I'll tell you a little secret, an interesting shayla. There's a halacha, which again, for some reason, some people don't know, you have to be careful. If somebody is Rachmona Litzlan in Avelus, let's say for a parent, so for 12 months, they have all halachas of Avelus. You are not supposed to say the word Shalom to the Oval. So if the Oval travels, people don't know this halacha, and he comes back 3 weeks later, you are not supposed to say to him, Shalom Aleichem. What do you say? You can say welcome, you could say Bruchim Haboim, you could say great to see you back, but you're not supposed to say Shalom Aleichem. Even there is an interesting question that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach discusses, the Ma'aseh of the Poskim HaMekel, what happens, Mitzvah Hashem, this coming Motzah Shabbos, if you say Kiddush Levona, the custom is you say Shalom Aleichem to three people, and it happens to be the guy standing next to you is an oval. Can you say Shalom Aleichem to him? Shlomo Zalman Auerbach discusses this, L'maista Alocha, that it's Mutter. Either way, you're not supposed to say Shalom to an oval. If you did, if it happened, it's fine. But L'chatchila, you're not supposed to say Shalom to an oval. So I once asked my Rebbe, Shlomo Zalman Ullman, what happens? The Alocha is, yes, you're not allowed to say Shalom to an oval, but an oval is allowed to say Shalom to you. So what happens if an oval comes up to you and says, Shalom Aleichem? You're supposed to respond, Aleichem, now what do I say? Aleichem Shalom, but you're not allowed to say Shalom to an oval. So over here, I'm not the one to have initiated it, but now that he's put me on the spot, how do I respond?
How about V'chein Lamar?
You could say V'chein Lamar, or same to you. So interestingly, he told me, although I did see in some of the Sfarim that I looked into this, some poskim are mekel, and they just say, the halach is that you shouldn't be the one to initiate the bracha of Shalom, but if he initiated it, you are allowed to respond. But either way, what he told me was a very interesting answer, and you'll all understand now why I'm mentioning it now. He says, if the oval says to you, Shalom Aleichem, then respond to him and just say, Aleichem Shalom. Aleichem Shalom. Don't say the mem at the end. He won't hear the difference, but you haven't said Shalom to him. So just say, yeah, Aleichem Shalom. So you can understand why we're mentioning this over here. When it comes to Amen, you've got to make sure you say the entire word and don't miss out the Nun. His Eitzah to me in this particular Shaila was just say Aleichem Shalom. Okay, back to our story. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'loi Yane, on the bottom line, don't respond with Amen Yesoima. This was the third and final halacha. What does it mean? Or third halacha, actually. What does it mean in Amen Yesoima? Dahainu, Shehu Chayev Bebrocha Achas. Now look how he says it very clearly. Big chidush in the Shulchan Aruch. He is chayev in a particular bracha. The shliach tzibur mevorech oisa, and the shliach tzibur is in fact making that very bracha. Problem is, v'zeh einoi shoima. But this particular person did not hear the bracha. Af al pi she yoideya eze bracha mevorech hashatz. Even though he does know which bracha the Chazan is currently saying, but do not say Amen. May achar sheloi shoma, because he never actually heard it. Loi yane acharov Amen, dehava Amen yisoyma. Would you all agree to me, my Rav Raboisai, that is not what we saw in Rashi and Tosfos? Rashi and Tosfos both said quite clearly that even if you never actually heard the bracha, but if I do know which bracha is being said, then it's fine to say Amen. Tosfos seems to be, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying that even if I do know which bracha is being said, but because I never heard the words, I can't say Amen. Rashi and Tosfos l'chayr disagreed.
What about the case of all of the Torah? And the guy goes up And the only people that can hear him say Brichas HaTorah are the Gabayim and the Baal Kori.
Excellent question. The question is so serious, and again, this is another mistake that people make. One needs to know that when you say the bracha on Birkas HaTorah, it's got to be said loud for the tzibur to hear it, at least 10 people. You'd still have your question, Avraham. If 10 people, the 10 surrounding people did hear it, what about everybody else in the shul? But the question is so severe that the Shulchan Aruch and Ilchas Kriyas HaTorah actually quotes an opinion that says if you said the bracha quietly and people did not hear Amen, you are not yaitz of the bracha. Even though there's a discussion, but the Mishnah Berurah there, as far as I remember, and the Bi'alocha takes this extremely seriously. And he says, at the end of the day, it's true, we don't actually paskin like that. But you see that the issue is very, very severe. And therefore, yes, you must make sure you make every effort to say the bracha loudly. And this is also upsetting. Sometimes you hear people mumble the bracha or say it extremely quietly and nobody can hear. Either way, Avraham, we have your question. What happens if maybe one or two can hear it? The gaboyim. Sometimes you have this, maybe it's not his fault. A very elderly person or a very weak person gets an aliyah and he cannot say the bracha loudly. But the gaboyim here and they say amen. Now, this will be a classic example, and that's why your question is such a good question. Because this is a classic example of, we definitely know exactly which bracha he's saying.
You often see in some shuls where people, certain men, go and stand near the bima, so they don't have any problem hearing the kriya or the brachos.
Right.
In fact, I was at bar mitzvahs at Penei Shmuel. The acoustics there are very bad. And I had to stand right next to the bima to hear the bar mitzvah by Laney. I couldn't hear otherwise.
Right. So this would be a prime example, though, of exactly what we're talking about. Because when this person goes up to the Torah, we know exactly which bracha he's saying. There's no question about it. Nobody suspects that he's busy now saying Boyumene Mazonis. We all know exactly which bracha he's saying. And I might even be able to hear some sort of noise or sound, but I can't hear any of the words. So according to what we saw in Rashi and Tosfos, you would be allowed to answer on me because I can hear and I know what's being said. I just can't hear the actual pronunciation of the words. So that's like the flag. Therefore, if the gaboyim round the bima say amen in a loud voice, that signaled to me that the bracha has been finished. I'm allowed to answer amen. But the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying differently. Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying that even though on the top line, afal pi shiyedeya eza bracha mevarech, even though you know which bracha is being said, you cannot answer amen. So does that mean then in your Kriya Satira Shaila, you could not say Amen? Now, note, the Shulchan Aruch threw in a Tnai. Look at those opening words. Look at the very top line of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch said again, what's an Amen Yisoyma Dahainu? Shehu Chayev Bebrocha Achas. V'hashliach tzibur mevarech oisa. The Shulchan Aruch is telling me, and we did not see this either in Rashi or in Tosfos, that Amen Yisoyma, Rabbeisai, note the words very carefully, only applies in the case where I am chayev in a particular brocha and somebody is being moitzi me.
Which bracha are you talking about here? Is this in one of the brachas in Shmona Esrei, in the Chazaret Sashatz?
Well, it could be, for example, if I didn't daven myself and the Shliach Tzibur is really being moitzi me, then I need his bracha.
Kiddush. Or
Kiddush. Imagine you're attending a bar mitzvah Friday night and you're in a hall and there's 150 people there and the Baal Simcha makes Kiddush. Now, this would be a classic example. He gets up, he's got the kos in his hand. Everybody knows which bracha he's making. There's absolutely no shaila about that. And I might even be able to hear some sort of fumbled noise. This would be a case of I am chayev in a brocha, and the person making the bracha is in fact being moitzi me.
Mikey is very good about that at Rosh Hashanah when he makes kiddush before the tekiyos. He's very loud.
You know when it's very negay in a kiddush, really, old David, is very, very important is what do you do for the ladies.
Yes.
Very, very often they make kiddush and a few ladies say, we didn't hear it. So there is a different issue besides for the fact that what do you do with regard to answering Amen, but there you have a more serious issue, and that is, forget the Amen. It could be that if they didn't hear the bracha, they can't eat anything. They never heard Kiddush. That's a more serious issue.
That applies to the men too, no?
Sorry?
It applies to the men too.
Yeah. I'm just saying the common example is they make a Kiddush on the men's side and the ladies didn't hear. So the issue there is not just, oh, I didn't hear the bracha, so I'm not sure if I can say Amen. If I didn't hear the bracha, then you never heard Kiddush at all, so you can't eat anything. Either way, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us a very big chiddush, that the way that he's learning Omein Yisoyma is that it only applies to a bracha which I am relying on. Look immediately before we see the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Ramah. Look how the Ramah continues. Says the Ramah, V'hago v'yeish machmirin. And they are some who are stringent, da'afilu, even if you are not mukhuyev in this particular bracha, nonetheless, lo yane omein, you still shouldn't say omein. Im eino yoidea ba'eza bracha koi shliach tzibu, does there nami mikri omein yisayma? So the Ramah says, even if you are not mukhuyev in the bracha, but if I don't know which particular bracha is being said, that I can't answer. So it seems to be we have a discussion between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Does the concept of Amen Yisoyma refer only to a case where I'm relying on the bracha of the Mavarech, he's being moitzi me, or even if not?
Can we assume that the Shulchan Aruch would hold that if you weren't chayev in the bracha, then you could answer Amen?
Correct. And that's what the Ramah is saying. Yesh machmirim. There are some who are more stringent than the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, quite right. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem would have to see more of this because it's extremely, extremely noigea lahalocha in many scenarios, like everybody's mentioned, whether it's got to Kiddush or Shliach or Chazaras Hashatz or whatever it may be. I'd recommend if you get a chance, have a look at the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'ah Halacha. By the way, was the internet connection clear today?
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay, so the picture, I don't know what's going on. Was the picture okay?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay, because it's not the regular camera, but I'll try and get that working. Okay, but the main thing is the connection has been fixed. Baruch Hashem. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay, just with regard, those who are part of our Musavad, would you think tonight might be a possibility?
It's not going to work for me just because I have a family obligation, but...
It's okay.
If it happens tonight, I'll listen to the recording tomorrow, but
right.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll be in touch. So maybe we'll schedule either for tonight or tomorrow then. Fine. Okay then.
Super.
Okay. Be well, everybody. Great day.
Yeah,